This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 494 to 504. In this section is another famous simile. This one is really inspired by Homer. If you were to read Odyssey, Book 6, there is this description about this princess, and it's very paralleled here in this description of the Queen Dido. Within the simile, Dido is compared to Diana. And so in class, we'll talk about, you know, what exactly does that say about Dido? So on line 494, start with doom, while. Haec miranda videntur, these miraculous things are seen. Dardanio Aeneae, by the Dardanian Aeneas. Doom stupet, while he stands agape. So stands agape means basically he's standing there with his mouth wide open, his jaw on the ground. He's so amazed. Hieret defixus, he hangs fixed, obtutu in uno, on one view. So he's just fixedly staring at this art on the wall, at the scenes of the Trojan War, and he's just kind of in his own world, just staring and remembering, probably. Regina ad templum incessit, the queen marched to the temple. And who is this queen? Dido, pulcherrima forma, Dido, most beautiful in form. Magna caterva juvenum, with a great crowd of young people, stipante, crowding around. And she's basically just got this huge crowd of people following along with her as she marches to the temple. Qualis, Diana exercet, just as Diana trains, Choros, her bands, in Ripis Eurotae, on the banks of the Eurotas. This river. Out per Junga Cynthi, or through the ridges of the Cynthus. The Cynthus Mountains, her group of mountains that supposedly are found on Delos, which was the birthplace of Diana and her twin brother Apollo. Quam. Now, this is a relative, and the only way that you can match it up with anything, you have to look for a feminine singular. The only one is Diana. So whom, mille secutae oriades, 1,000 followers, the oriades, hinc atque hinc, here and here, so on both sides, on this side and that, glomerantur, are gathered. So they're gathered around her. Illae fert pharetram. So that woman, she carries a quiver, umero, on her shoulder. Gradiensque, and striding, supereminent, she towers above omnes deus, all the goddesses. So you get this image of her as just this huntress, and she's got a lot of these followers, and as she's walking, she just seems, you know, more beautiful, more powerful than all the other goddesses. Gaudia per temptat, joys possess. Tacitum pectus, the silent heart. Latona of Leto. Leto would be the mother of the twins, Apollo and Diana. And the way it's saying here, tacitum pectus, silent heart, is almost like she has joy in her heart that is so great that it's too much for words. And so you got the tacitum. Talis erat Dido. Such was Dido. Talim se laeta ferebat. In such a way she was carrying herself happy. Per medios, through the midst of the men. Instans, urging on, operi, work, regisque futuris, in the future kingdoms, the future realms. All right, so going back to the very beginning and translating from 494 to 504, While these miraculous things are seen by Dardanian or by Trojan Aeneas, while he stands agape and hangs fixed on one view, the queen, Dido, most beautiful in form, marched to the temple with a great crowd of young people crowding around. Just as Diana trains her bands on the banks of the Eurotas or through the ridges of the Cynthus, whom 1,000 followers, the Oreades, here and here, so on both sides, are gathered around, she carries a quiver on her shoulder and striding towers above all the goddesses. Joys possess the silent heart of Leto. Such was Dido. In such a she was carrying herself happy in such a way through the midst of them, urging on work and the future realms. Okay, so that's the end right there. When you pick back up with line 505, this is where she actually enters the temple.